Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I Don't Want Any More Patients, Already in Progress.
I remember a couple came here several years ago, and I thought they were fairly young, but boy, did they look old. I mean, wow, I could just tell by some of their features, they couldn't be too old, but man. Anyway, they'd heard me on GLC, God's Learning Channel out in West Texas. They lived in New Mexico. So they drove up, made an appointment, drove up here to see me. I sat down with them and talked to them, and they were both sick, both had terrible diseases. And I asked them, I says, are you both Christians? And they said, yes. I said, do you go to church? They said, well, not very much. I said, do you tithe? They said, no, we don't tithe. So I said, well, do you read the word? Well, not very much. I said, okay, I want you to turn to a certain scripture. And I was going to, whatever the Lord brought on my heart at that time, they both sat in there and they both had a Bible. I said, turn to whatever, the scripture. And they both did, neither one of them even have any idea where to start. And I said, well, turn to the index. And so they turned to the index, and I said, now go down till you find the book of James, or whatever it was. And they finally went down there, and they found they got the page number, and then they turned to the book of James. I said, this book says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and God sends his word and heals you. And I said, you two have no knowledge of God's word. So I said, there's only one thing I can do for you, and that is call upon the mercy of God. And ask him to be merciful and meet your need and heal you. And then if you will leave here today, go back home in New Mexico and begin to study this book. I said, every waking minute that you have, every spare waking minute, spend it with this book and with God. I said, if you will do that, I believe with all my heart, he will heal you. And I said, by the way, What is wrong with you? And they began to tell me all the different things that was wrong with them. And then I started asking, well, have you been married before? Three or four or five times, each one of them. You know, have you, when you were married, did you ever commit adultery on the other one? Oh yeah, four, five, six, eight, 10 times. Unbelievable, the things that comes out of their mouth. And I finally looked at this couple, and he had, like he worked out in the sun, I guess in New Mexico. That's the way a lot of people do. But he was all chapped and parched, you know, I mean, it was, and she was too. And I says, if you don't mind my asking y'all, how old are you? And I believe she was 48 and he was 50. They looked like they was 80 or 90. Wow. I mean, it was unbelievable. I thought to myself, that's what sin does to a person. You know, when you see, well, like the other day, I told somebody, I forget where we were, I said, you see that woman sitting right over there? I said, that's my wife. And they said, wow, I said, she's awful young. I said, well, I told them how old she was. And they said, she can't possibly be that old. I said, well, she is. But I said, she's taking care of herself. You know, she really does take care of herself. Like I say, you know, she paints the old barn pretty regular, you know, so it looks really good. But isn't it amazing what sin can do to you? You know, sin can dry you up. You know, it can, in fact, sin just brings forth death, does it not? That's what Scripture says. But if you don't believe that you're going to get from God what you ask for, when you ask, you might as well have not asked. You have to believe with no doubt in your heart. Verse 8, let's go to verse 8 and see what that says. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man. You don't want to be double-minded. You don't want to be unstable. How are you going to ever get to the point where you're not unstable? That's reading and studying God's word and quoting the word, praying over the word, thanking the Lord for the revelation and wisdom. If you don't pray over this book when you read it, I guarantee the scripture says that any time, I believe it's in Matthew Mark 4. I forget exactly the places now. All of a sudden, I can't think of the scriptures. But there's three places in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There's three places where he says that when you hear the word and you don't fully understand it, the devil comes and immediately steals it out of your heart. Has anybody ever read one of those scriptures? You know what I'm talking about. So you come here and you hear the word and you don't really understand. Maybe there's a certain scripture that the Lord's trying to get your attention on and you got part of it, but you didn't get all of it, and you think, well, I'll just meditate on that next week. You go out that door and there's a demon sitting on the front porch. He reaches right into your heart, takes that word, steals it right out of your heart and throws it away. And if you don't believe that works, you come to church and you think about the book of James. How many times have I mentioned the book of James so far? Several? Do you know some of you will leave here today after having an hour of the book of James beat into you, listening to it, looking at it, seeing it on the board, and you'll go somewhere and you'll stop in for dinner somewhere and you'll meet Joe or Susie and they say, where y'all been? So, man, we've been out to the Living Savior Church today. We had a really good, had a wedding and all kinds of things. Well, what did the pastor preach on? Boy, it was had a good message. What did he preach on? I can't remember. Not a single word. What scripture did he preach out of? You know, I don't know. It sure was a good book. He had some good things to say about it, but I can't remember what book it was. Have any of y'all ever been guilty of that? Besides me? See, it's amazing how the enemy steals it away if you don't fully understand it. So if you don't fully understand something, you need to, while you're with a prayer warrior or whatever, here in this church, while you're sitting down being prayed for or whatever, you need to really thrash that particular verse out. If you don't understand it, say, Mike, tell me what that says, and he'll tell you what it says. Or you can talk to any one of the prayer warriors. And if they don't know how to give you the right answer, they'll shuffle you off to another one. We got several prayer warriors here. We can answer your question somehow, some way. You don't want to be unstable in all your ways. Verse 9 says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Wow, God will exalt you if you'll just do it his way. Verse 10, let's go on to verse 10. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall fade away, pass away. Pass away. I was talking to a man the other day. I said he had a really good friend. Said he made some tremendous investments. Said he was a very, very successful businessman. And said he made some tremendous investments. And he said he left me as his, kind of like an attorney. That wasn't the word that he was, because the man's not an attorney. But anyway, he deals with people and money. And he said, this man, these investments he made, looked like he was going to make $50 million off of these things. He was really going to get rich. And then guess what happened to him? He died. Now then, he's dealing with his widow. And he said, it looks like the investment he made is going to make this really tremendous millions of dollars. What's a woman by herself that's 70 or 75 or 80 years of age, what's she going to do with $50 million and she ain't got a husband to help her? What would you do? Just think about that. You know, here they're thinking of all the wonderful things they're going to do. And probably what they were thinking, when these investments come in, we're going to travel, we're going to see the world, we're going to go to Hawaii, you know, we're going to do all this stuff. Maybe my husband wants to buy a motorhome and we're going to travel across the country. Or maybe we're going to be so rich he'll just charter a jet or something, you know. We'll go wherever we want to go. We're just going to live and have fun. And then he dies. Isn't that something? Does that happen to lots of people? Sure it does. That's why the Lord told you, don't build your treasures on earth, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. Every one of us need to never forget. You don't know how much longer you got on this earth, do you? We hope you have a long time, but some of you may not have long at all. We don't know. You know, all I know is the other day whenever I was teaching on Psalm 90, when it says that the lifespan of the Lord's children is 70 years. Maybe 80, but it'll be with trials and tests. But your lifespan is only 70 years. That's what the Lord says in Psalm 90. I was teaching on that. One of Dave's little girls, Sarah, I think, she come up to Grandma, she calls her Grandma C.
Nominee.
Comes up to her and says, "Nominee, how old are you?" Cheryl says, "I'm 68. She says, "Nominee, you're right near to death." Was she paying attention?
Yes.
She was listening to the Word. We're teaching the Word, your years are going to be 70. You know, there's probably a whole bunch of us in this room really need to lock hold of that. Our years may only be 70. And it may be less than 70. So you need to, if there's anybody you want to love today, don't wait till tomorrow. Right? If there's somebody you want to tell you love them, you hadn't called your mother or your dad or whatever in a long time and told them you love them, you need to get on the phone and say, "Dad or Mom, I just wanted to call you and tell you I love you." "Well, son, what's wrong with you?" "Oh, I just thought I'd call you and tell you I love you." Now, you know, I can remember when my dad was 79 years old, and Mom called me and said, "Thurman, Dad's not feeling very well, and maybe you ought to come down and visit him this weekend." And I said, "Okay, Mom." So we jumped in the car and drove down there, and we got there. He's sitting out in an easy chair under the carport in the cool breeze, and we talked, and he seemed to feel okay. He just wasn't ready to go run a race with nobody. But anyway, we spent the whole weekend with him. He seemed okay, and I said, "Well, Dad," I said, "I think I'll come back next week, too." And he said, "Son, I won't be here next week." I said, "What do you mean you won't be? Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going home." I said, "Dad, you are at home." He said, no, son, this is just my temporary dwelling." He said, "I had a little talk with the Lord this last week, and I'm going home this next week. I'm going home to be with Jesus."
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "I Don't Want Any More Patience," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministry teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.